place now. Relax, breathe, smile. You've entered into your element, the home of origin, the home of intelligence and beauty, where relevant topics are discussed, where what you think counts, and where superior is the norm. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Hey, good evening and welcome back to Perspectives with me, Ashley Burgess, where everything seems to be new. Everything is fascinating, introspective, and did I mention kick butt entertainment, always with a twist. So tonight's going to be a great show. We have Ashley Roberts from CW33 in the studio tonight, and we're going to talk about life, her exciting and private life, maybe perhaps, and all things about friends, and how to find the right ones and throw back the wrong ones. But first,
8 crazy nights.
8.
8 days a week. 8 days a week. I love
you. Know, this is Perspectives 8-0, and Perspectives 8-0 goes back to the beginning of time. I think Jack Black would have to agree. The number 8 is involved with the number of a mathematical phenomenon. I won't bore you, but you know, given the rise of the 8x8 chessboard, and the figure 8 is the common name of the geometric shape that is often used in the context of sports, such as skating. We all see the figure 8 when we're watching the Olympics, and the number 8 is considered to be the luckiest number in Chinese and Asian cultures for that matter. Last but not least, Hanukkah, and the reason why we played that, lasts 8 days and 8 nights. And there are levels of 8 consciousness, at least that's what one person says, and 8 cervical nerves on each side in a man and a mammal. And the opening ceremonies of the Summer Olympics in Beijing started at 8 seconds, 8 minutes, past 8 p.m., local time on August 8th, 2008. I thought that was pretty cool. So that's all things 8. Instead of Portuguese this week, we're going to do the entire live feed in English. I got a little backlash last week about that deal. I guess some people didn't understand the broadcast. Hold on a second. Okay, I just got some text, and just keeping you on your toes. The music was in Portuguese. The show was in English. Come on, guys. Tonight's subject matter rests... Well, actually, it runs with the concept of friends. Keeping good friends can sometimes be challenging. However, if you're a good friend back, it shouldn't be really that difficult. More problematic for most people is the understanding and skill needed to accurately know the people to distance yourself from, those people that you should dislodge yourself from, and whom to cut all ties. Again, I have come to the rescue to eliminate the guesswork of this plaguing issue. I give you the A to B list of whom to purge from your friendship list. First off, the constant energy sucker. If y'all have read my book, Live Your True Life, in Chapter 2, which is solely devoted to dealing with and resolving and removing negative energy suckers from your life, you've mastered the concept and you've put it into practice. But there still might be a couple of people that it tends not to work with. You know, those ones that are just kind of difficult. It doesn't affect. They are continuing to create a hostile, negative, and unproductive environment around you. This is the first group of people to definitely eliminate from your list. And I'm not just talking about the people you talk to every day, or you have dinner with, or you call, or you text, even during your meetings at work. I'm talking about the people that you're also friends on Facebook and LinkedIn and all that kind of stuff. Those are really important things. You can't just be friends on one place and not another. So you got to remove some of that negativity from your life. The second is the proverbial dead weight. We've all had these friends. The person rarely, if ever, pulls their weight and always looks to you to pay for absolutely everything. And to do everything. It's not all about money. And it doesn't lift a finger to help you even if they aren't busy. Even if they don't have anything going on, they don't have time to do anything for you. This person that's always wants a handout from you, and they are never willing to pay back in any way. So it's not just money. It's not just time. It's just about being a friend. Sometimes dead weight people can really get into your life and sink in, and next thing you know, they're taking up like all your time. And that's not cool. You know, the third group of people you want to get rid of are big time users, and I always call them big time losers. And we're going to go over that a little more, but those are the people that uses you to get to people that you know or what you can do for them. They may or not even disguise it. That's the whole key. They might actually do it right in front of your face, which is crazy because they're not even trying to get you to think one way or another. It comes down to being a friend, and they aren't around unless there are the people, the things, or whatever they want that happens to be there. If you're in the hospital or on the side of the road somewhere with a flat tire, you know what? They're not going to help you. You know, many times, sadly, their people can be very charming. They can be very charming and entertaining and can sap your time when you should be spending time with your friends that truly care. And they usually come really quickly into your life. They come in quickly with lots of energy and lots of gusto. And the only way to get rid of them is for them to find someone else that they want something from, and their gaze leaves you. You can also follow what works and tends to work every single time. And you don't have to hide. You don't have to feel bad. You don't have to continue to ignore their thousands of text messages and voicemails. You can actually do the right thing. We're going to be talking about that tonight more with Ashley Roberts, because we're going to be talking about all things friends and how you need to deal and purge your friend group, because the whole idea of having a bunch of deadbeat friends is not really a good idea. It doesn't help you out in any way. I mean, it just really takes your time. Especially, it takes the time away from those people that really do give to your life and really do help you and really do care about what's going on. If you go to www.liveyourtruelife.org, liveyourtruelife.org, it's the same name as the book. If you go on there, you're going to see some really cool blogs that you're not going to find in the book either. And you're not going to find in the upcoming book as well. You know, you're going to find some stuff about how to find real friends and positive, supportive friends. And how to know if you're surrounded with the right positive people. You have to understand that what kind of people that you're surrounded by on a daily basis is important. And you need to look at your situation, step back, and kind of take an evaluation of what's going on. You know, do you ever take that inventory of the people you spend time with, the people you live around, the people you mingle with on a day-to-day basis? It's really time to start taking that inventory today. Take it tonight. It's a Sunday night. Heck, you've been out all weekend long. You're at home, it's Sunday, it's 8 p.m., you're listening to Perspectives, and you know what? Start taking the inventory. If you have to, write a list of the people that you spend all the time with. These are the ones that you go out with, you eat with, you go to the bars with, you go to concerts with. Basically, you go anywhere and everywhere with them. These are the people you text, you email throughout the entire day, even when you're at work. These are the people you talk to on the way home from work. Or you invite them to come over and have a beer or whatever. You know, what kind of people are they? You have to understand, are they positive people that live and act from a positive position? Or are these people that you spend time with, are they kind of negative? Do they always see the negative side of things? Sometimes attitude can be swayed, and you can help a negative thinking person be more positive by illuminating their negativity to them and bringing it to light. Some of these negative people that act out negatively toward anyone really around them. I mean, they just act out because they've, you know what? A lot of times people were brought up in maybe a negative environment with family. Maybe they don't know any different. And also, sometimes people don't realize exactly how they're acting until sometimes you show it. You illuminate it to them, put the light on there, and show them kind of the way they're acting. And then sometimes you have those people that just know how they are, and they're not going to change. And maybe you're barking up the wrong tree trying to change that person, and probably moving on is a lot more logical stance, right? However, there are some negative people that also act out negatively toward themselves. You have to understand, are they the ones that you want to share your fortune and be happy for and do things with? Do they share your fortune? Are they happy when you have something that happens that's good to you? Or are they the ones that kind of seem to disappear when something good happens in your life? You know, it's only when there's something down or depressing that happens that they're around. You know, you have to really look at friends that way and honestly look at every situation and say, hey, are they around? Are they there when things are up? Are they there when things are down? But also, are you there for that friend when things are up? Are you there for that friend when things are down? Because you can't expect somebody to do something and be a certain way if you're not putting the energy and the time and effort into it, because you can't have it that way. You have to give. It's a give relationship. It's a give-give. It's a take-take. So you have to give at least 50%. So, you know, we got Ashley Roberts from CW33 coming in the studio. She is a great person, a wonderful reporter, has a great show. She's going to be calling in on this next segment. She has a show called Close-Ups with CW33. It's great. I've actually been on it a couple times. She's real smart. She's got a lot on the ball. And on top of that, she has a lot of things to talk to us about friends. And she's going to kind of give us her perspective on a lot of different things. We'll be back in a few minutes.